Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, I think many of us are aware of the current situation in India, in certain regions in India, and the sufferings that the Muslims have been subjected to over there. Many have been killed, many of their shops have been looted, homes have been destroyed. Many of our sisters and mothers have become the victims of all types of abuse. And really, it's something that should make us very much concerned. It is something that we should be worried about. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of the reaction of one part of the body to the suffering of another part of the body. And he says that is the situation with my ummah. When one part of the ummah suffers and they are experiencing difficulty, then the rest of the body must react. It's supposed to be a natural reaction. You don't have to be told to react. It's a natural reaction to what somebody else is experiencing and the suffering that they are undergoing. We ask Allah to alleviate the suffering, to grant them ease, and to restore sweet peace in that part of the world and everywhere else. One of our most senior personalities and scholars, he has advised the ummah that one way to react, we can't reach out to them, but he has given us an established practice from the Quran. Mufti Ahmed Khanpuri, Daman Barakatuhum, he's one of our leading scholars internationally, and he's based in India, and he says that form groups, and the best way to do it is with your family. In the evening, perhaps it's going to take a few minutes of your time. Sit down with your family. We owe it to them. We owe it to them, and like I said, it's that reaction, the natural reaction, and recite Nastaghfirullah. Right? Allah teaches us this in the Quran. When you are faced with a challenge and a difficulty, one of the best and effective ways to have that challenge removed and the difficulty removed is by making istighfar. Now he says, normally we say astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah means I am seeking forgiveness, but use the plural, which is na. You replace the a with a na. So you say nastaghfirullah. He says collectively, just for a few minutes, collectively up to 300, 400, 500 times, as much as you want to, collectively recite nastaghfirullah, 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 keeping their situation in mind and making intention that you are seeking forgiveness on behalf of the entire ummah. He says, try and do this collectively in your homes or in your businesses, in your masajid, wherever it may be, and inshallah through this, Allah Ta'ala will ease their sufferings. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding.